From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Edward McKinley reports for the Times Union that 6 weeks from Election Day, officials in Albany and Rensselaer counties report they have sent out twice the number of mail-in ballots than in 2016. The last presidential election did not feature a pandemic that literally meant casting ballots in person could be deadly. But in 2020, that is the case. The Democratic Commissioner for Albany County Board of Elections, Matt Klein, said, and I quote, "We have never had anything near this," end quote. Over 22,000 people have requested mail-in ballots so far this year there, while about 10,000 did for the entire 2016 presidential election. Klein said, and I quote, "Since we've been on the phone, I'm sure there's been three or four that have come in," end quote. Voters have until October 9th to register to vote and October 27th to request a mail-in ballot. Klein said he expects to send out 40,000 or 50,000 ballots this year, four or five times as many as 4 years ago. In Rensselaer County, Jason Schofield, the Republican Elections Commissioner, says they have already mailed 11,000 ballots compared to 4,500 in 2016. There are recommendations from election officials to mail those ballots in as soon as possible. A settlement was announced last week in a lawsuit brought by the Campaign Legal Center on behalf of the League of Women Voters and a woman named Camilla Palmer. It forces County Board of Elections in New York to attempt to fix any errors voters may have made when casting their ballots through the mail rather than just tossing the ballot out. Laura Ladd-Bierman, Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of New York State, said, and I quote, "Voters now have the opportunity to correct unintended mistakes made when completing and returning their absentee ballots. With new laws passed by the legislature, signed by the governor, and now this settlement, a process has been established to ensure that voters' ballots will not be rejected without their knowledge and ability to fix the error," end quote. Another reason to vote by mail as soon as possible: more evidence of a slowdown by the United States Postal Service after Louis DeJoy took over as Postmaster General. The Guardian reports the USPS has seen a severe decline in the rate of on-time delivery of first-class mail since DeJoy took over. U.S. District Judge Stanley Baston wrote in a ruling last month blocking some of DeJoy's policies designed to slow down mail delivery, and I quote, "It is easy to conclude that the recent Postal Service's changes is an intentional effort on the part of the current administration to disrupt and challenge the legitimacy of upcoming local, state, and federal elections," end quote. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper that the town of Kinderhook held an in-person meeting last week at the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building with about eight people in attendance. The board discussed the purchase of cameras for Volunteer Park and a state grant of $30,000 received for lighting. Supervisor Patsy Leader reported on incidents of vandalism in Volunteer Park and said she and Highway Superintendent John Ruchel were looking at buying security cameras. Ruchel said the town does not have access to the feed from cameras currently in the park. Ruchel said his crews have been picking up a lot of garbage at Volunteer Park, and he also warned there has been issues with people going into the two closed buildings on the site. The town owns the buildings, which were closed several years ago, but the electricity has to remain on, Leader said. The playground and pavilion remain closed at the park. Leader said the basketball court is being used as well as the baseball fields. A contract for use of the park for Fall Little League with the Northern Columbia Little League and Chaos Softball has been approved. The town's dog park, run by a volunteer group, has been reopened. Also, at the September 14th meeting, the board set dates for town budget workshops. The board will meet on October 14th and 21st at 6:30 p.m. to review a draft spending plan for 2021. Leaders pointedly stated that there are, and I quote, "no revenues coming into the town," end quote. Town budgets must be adopted by the board and forwarded to the state by November. The town's fiscal year begins in January. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Freeze is reporting for Capital Confidential. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, September 21st, released more than $212 million in community development block grant funds to go to nearly 50 locations statewide to help households with overdue rent and mortgage payments to protect them from eviction or foreclosure. New York City will receive the largest share at nearly $122.3 million, but some funds have been allocated to localities in the capital region. Albany has been awarded $1.08 million, and the town of Colony, $680,000. Kingston, $256,000. Schenectady, $619,000. And Dutchess County, $2.041 million. HUD Secretary Ben Carson said in a news release, and I quote, "These funds can help households struggling to meet their rental or mortgage obligations to stay afloat as our nation continues to recover from the coronavirus pandemic," end quote. Funds can be used to provide temporary financial assistance to meet rental obligations for up to 6 months and are focused on communities with households that faced higher risk of eviction. And you can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A natural gas leak closed a section of Fairview Avenue for more than 90 minutes mid-afternoon Monday, September 21st. Greenport firefighters were sent by Columbia County 911 to the area near Delaware Avenue just after 3 p.m. Greenport Fire Department First Assistant Chief Mark Taylor said the leak occurred when a tractor trailer hit a gas valve on the corner of Fairview and Delaware Avenues while making a hard right turn. Fairview, the main business artery in Greenport, was closed from Livingston Parkway to Kipps Road and traffic was detoured over Jocelyn Boulevard. A repair crew from National Grid arrived to begin repairing the ruptured gas valve at about 3:30 p.m. and the road reopened at around 4:40 p.m. No injuries were reported. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.